Rejection hurts. It makes people feel alone. Yet the fact of the matter is that everyone, everywhere, experiences rejection at some level, at some time. Some are rejected by relatives. Jesus knows what that is like. His own siblings rejected him. He was rejected by people in all levels of society. And of course, we know just how precious he was and is to God the Father. So remember that Jesus is very familiar with rejection. People reject him every day, everywhere. They choose to go their way and totally ignore what he did on the cross for them. He suffered in our place on that cross, and yet people reject him every day. Let's remember that. Now, some folks out there, you're thinking about Mother's Day today, and frankly, it's not as pleasant for you. Perhaps your mother or a mother-like figure or a mother-in-law rejected you. And Mother's Day just isn't the same. Or perhaps a child has rejected you as a mother. Whatever the case may be, Jesus wants to comfort you today. The pain of rejection is very personal because it attacks the core of a person. It makes a person feel worthless, which is a lie from the pit of hell itself. The truth is, you are precious to God. He loves you. He wants you. You are not what your unrighteous rejectors say you are, or infer you to be, or try to manipulate you to think. Reject the rejectors' put-downs. Instead, accept the fact that Jesus Christ came just for you and for me. Whenever people hurt or reject us, we must choose to remember that their rejection displays their rejection of the Lordship of Christ on some level in certain areas of their lives. That means they need a lot of prayer. They are in need of God's forgiveness. They are needy people who have not yet encountered the fullness of Christ's love in their lives. We need to just reject the rejection and accept Christ and accept him in his fullness and accept his help to forgive them so that we don't have a trace of that pain left in us. We need to accept Christ's comfort and not, you know, kind of nurse the hurt, because frankly, I know what that's like when I've been rejected by people over the course of my life. The natural tendency is for a person to just kind of turn inward, focus on the pain. But instead of focusing on the darkness, instead of staring at the darkness of your rejectors, we need to focus on the light of Jesus Christ. God banishes rejection and offers complete acceptance in Christ. Romans 8:15 declares to us believers that, quote, "You have not received a spirit of slavery leading again to fear of God's judgment, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, the spirit producing sonship by which we joyfully cry, Abba, Father." The preceding quote from God's word offers so much truth, hope, love, and living water for a soul parched from a desert of desertion, rejection, or other pain. You see, God is the perfect parent. No hurting heart exceeds God's ability to comfort, heal, and redeem in Christ. The enemy would like us to believe that we're somehow beyond repair, or that people who hurt us have more control over us than they do. By not believing God, we focus on ourselves and perpetuate our pain. So today, the Lord Jesus wants us to turn to him and let down our guard with God. Be open to his healing. Believe him for a positive change. Reject the rejection of the past. Reject the past abuses and words of your rejectors right now. You are not your past. You are not defined by others except Christ. Accept God's acceptance of you in Christ. Live free and joyously because he sets you free forever. Whatever the source of your pain, our Lord Jesus Christ offers himself to bear it and comfort your heart today. Our rejectors do not define us. Christ does. Hallelujah. Let's pray and thank him for that right now. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are you. Thank you for accepting us in Christ. And Lord, some people are realizing they have not yet accepted you. And so right now I pray with them. We accept you, Jesus, and what you did on the cross for us. We believe you died in our place and rose again, conquering sin and death for us. We accept what you did. You are the only Son of God. We accept you right now as Savior and Lord, and we hold nothing back. We repent of our sins, ask for your forgiveness. Help us to forgive others so that we have no residue of rejection in our lives. Help us to just totally experience your freedom, healing, and light today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that there's no shadow of turning, no darkness in you at all. Thank you that nothing stops your light. And Lord, I pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. We ask for your best for each one. We love you. We thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Share the essence of this message with someone else. Sometimes people think, oh, I just can't find the right words. The Lord will give you the words. Go share about Jesus and his love and his acceptance and healing. Go share Christ this week. You can send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org.